dynamic is here, okay, so people understand. In your particular chart, it doesn't matter who you are. You are born with Saturn at a certain point in the chart.
Right.
And Saturn goes on a pretty circuitous orbit. It's not really oblong. And it returns to the place where it started at age 28.
Takes 28 years. Right. It's so far away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it spends about 2.5 years in each sign in the zodiac. And that's why, I believe, Gail Sheehy's book on passages said at the end of the book, she says, I don't know what causes it, but why do we go through periodic stages at 7 years? Well, there are 4 7-year cycles in the 28-year cycle of Saturn.
That's right.
So at age 7, you have your first crisis, or when a business is 7 or a marriage is 7.
And 7-year itch.
7-year itch. And then at age 14, which is when you start separating from the group into cliques.
Right,
a lot
right.
of social pressure.
Right, your teenage
Then it
years,
comes
yeah.
at age 21, when you separate from college, etc.
And you're legal.
Right, you're legal. You're going to get drunk and drive a car. Hopefully not off a cliff.
Hopefully not at the same time.
And at age 28, it returns. And then later on tonight, we'll talk about the 3 other passages.
Okay. So age 28, I'm trying to think of age 28. Age 28 is, I remember that being a funny age because you're thinking, oh, no, I'm getting close to 30.
Yeah, which is ancient.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is that Saturn, and Saturn has a nature, and Saturn's nature is rather stern, and it is kind of full of hierarchy, mm-hmm. and it puts pressure on you, on the one hand, to get your life together. But what usually happens is people grow up. You have 3 yeah. major cycles of Saturn. The first one comes to end at age 28, and that is the end of your youth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you can't be young-spirited, mm-hmm. but you're growing up and you're searching and exploring comes to an end around 28. And all of a sudden, you should start knowing who you are, start accepting your responsibilities. You're not BSing yourself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's less belly button staring than I call it.
Well, I said to Dr. Nancy, that's about the age when you have to stop blaming your parents.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and of course,
yeah.
people continue even into their 50s and 80s.
Yeah, but that's really the time when you need to, you
right.
know, you're an adult and you have
right.
to start thinking as an adult.
Right,
you know?
And if you don't, Saturn has a way of calling the brick wall right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to me is I was a filmmaker for about 10 years and I was quote unquote not really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time just said, you're not going anywhere. She upped and left town and I had to go back to school. I had a degree already. I had to go back to school and learn a new profession in computers.
Now that was at age 28 that
yeah,
happened?
Right at age 28.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this can be 27 through 29.
Yeah, yeah.
But other things are 28 also
yeah.
that have a full cycle, like the Berlin Wall came down at 28. Three
wow.
River Stadium came down at 28. The Johnny Carson Show ended at 28.
Isn't
it doesn't
wild?
Mean you're going to die and things are going to stop, but what I call it is a natural perforation.
Okay.
There's a natural closure. You wouldn't believe how many people retired their 28th year. How many marriages they struggle through the 25th and 26th. All of a sudden, that 28th is critical. It does not mean you're going to fail. It's going to die, but it's a natural closure.
Okay.
A lot of times, people feel ready. Say they brought into divorce when they're 25 or 26 years into marriage, and they put up with it. Either they fix it, but at 28, if they haven't fixed it,
it's time
there's
to
a
go.
Lot of pressure
mm-hmm.
where it becomes just clear,
mm-hmm.
this thing is over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can start up again. You know, like the Johnny Carson Show, he could mm-hmm. have started up again for another 28 or another 10 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it was a natural point of closure.
It felt like the right time.
That's why I call it a perforation.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the 28th year
Saturn
and
it's
Saturn return. Does
right.
anybody have anybody that is age 28? Are they feeling it?
Or if they have kids that are going through?
Or
this.
Do they have kids going
right.
through this? Yeah. So what? But if they have kids at 28, they're more than likely going through their Chiron.
Well, yes. Well, that's right. It's true. But the thing that they need to know, which is encouraging, is if they've worried about their kids at 25 and 26,
yeah.
they can be patient and just wait a couple more years. Because at 28, they'll usually come together.
They'll
now, if they're 30 and it hasn't happened, then we got problems.
Yeah. That's time to tell them to move out of the house. We'll be back with Rick DiClemente. You're listening to News Radio 1020.
Let's fly. Let's If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here. My guest, Rick DiClemente, who is a premier astrologer, intuitive astrologer, and now as seen on TV. I saw you on KDK in the morning.
It was a double.
And you're talking to John Burnett.
It was a double.
And what is he? What was he's a Capricorn. Yeah. Two Capricorns sitting
he's
there talking
along.
He's a
double, so am I. It's four of us.
Double Capricorns. Yeah. Wow.
He's moon in Aries.
Oh, moon in Aries.
I look so young.
Like me.
Like
I have
you.
A moon in Aries,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Moon
yeah,
Aries.
Yeah.
We moon in Aries people. We do anything. Mars and Leo really is the thing that does it.
I dug up something that's neat. I started to write a book called The 28-Year Itch. Mm-hmm. And I did research years ago on how prevalent the Saturn return is in people's lives. Because people, you know, that's the reason I got into astrology is all the fear of God put into me about your Saturn return. Oh, no. So I wanted to study about it and find out more. And I found out that it can be really good and your life starts coming together. Listen to this list here. I'll go quickly. Mm-hmm. Abdul-Jabbar got traded to the Los Angeles Lakers at age 28. Henry Aaron made it to the major leagues at age 28. Michelangelo, age 28, finished the statue David. Ken Burns, the filmmaker, finished his first movie, The Brooklyn Bridge.
At 28.
Nolan Bushnell created a game called Pong for the computer. Sid Caesar, first appearance on the TV show.
Wow.
His first TV show.
Wow.
Joe DiMaggio left baseball to join the Army. Walt Disney's first animated movie called Steamboat Willie. Right? Placido Domingo's first debut in a major opera house. On and on.
So this is when you make the transition from your youth into adulthood.
Your life comes together. Now, if you are really irresponsible, it really kicks you. But if you're really trying, it all comes together.
But that's true. There are some people that if they haven't been working towards something or they've been drifting,
yes,
it smacks them in the head.
Exactly. Edison got his first industrial laboratory put together. Bobby Fischer, fooling around. All of a sudden, age 28, he won the World Chess Championship in Iceland. Stanley Kubrick's first first big hit with Path to Glory. Malcolm X, released from prison. Did you know that, what's the guy from South Africa?
Mandela
was in jail for 28 years. It goes on and on and on, this cycle. That's just some of the people.
Now, let's say you're turning 28 right now.
Right.
And they wanted to talk to you about it. Could you tell from their birth date, like, where Saturn is in their chart?
I can tell when the baby's born, exact day that Saturn will return 28 years later. I can give them the date.
And you can say, so this is going to be a time when, because we were,
It's usually a time when your life comes together. And what I'm listening for, and it's really good for me because I get to calm so many parents' fears because the kid's 26 and they're still worried the kid's listless or can't directionless.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, just be patient. It'll start coming together. And in most cases, it starts coming together. And like I said, if it's 30 and it hasn't come together, then we got some problems.
The
person really has rules against. Sometimes people don't grow up because they project onto their parents that grown-ups are just such drag. I'm not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Who say? Hope I die before I grow old.
Yes.
So that's really
talking
fascinating.
About my generation.
Yeah, and that's why I listen.
A lot of baby boomers went through that.
Oh, yeah.
At 28.
Yeah.
They didn't want to fade. And they're having the same. And they're talking about the same thing with turning 50.
Right.
They have a very big problem. The boomers are having a very big problem with growing old. That's why Botox and plastic surgery. And
that's a different cycle that we'll get to later in the show. But the Saturn return is, let's just map this out for people.
Right.
The first stage of your life is chapter one. It ends around 28. That's your youth and you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the very unfortunate stage at 28 is called growing up, and you got to pay bills and you got a mortgage and you got a white picket fence and you're paying your dues.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part where you're working and developing your life. Then it comes to an end around age 58, which we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay.
And around 58 is when the end of chapter two, you've paid your dues, And it's generally retirement years, getting ready mm-hmm. for the golden years, chapter 3, mm-hmm. which is 58 through 84.
Mm-hmm.
But in this day and age, you work to your 120 just to pay the bills.
Right. Yeah. So it's a different thing.
Pay for gas.
But so it should be a retirement age
right.
in the sense of not so much work, but this is when you start thinking more about responsibility to others. You do more
yeah.
community service. And
at 58, you get released. You say, look, honey, I'm not going to worry about you anymore. We raised
right.
you. Go live your life.
Right.
My parents at 58, they had me when they were 28.
Yeah. Oh.
They were both 28.
My mother had me at 27.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At 58, they said to me, look, we're tired of worrying about it. Go live your life. You got a place to stay if you get in trouble, but we're not going to micromanage you.
Right.
But the important things, they got released from within.
Right.
It's a natural cycle.
Right.
So let's talk about the 28.
Okay.
I'd
28.
Like to invite callers
okay.
to talk about.
All right. Well, if you are, let's,
yeah.
do we want someone who's 28 or if you are 28 or between 27 and 29, would you
or
say
some,
like a,
yeah.
somewhere
or
around
somebody
there.
Who's 128.
Or someone who's, or someone who has a child that age.
Yeah, like 26, 27.
And you can, and if they can tell you pretty much their birth date and time,
yes.
you can give them a sense of.
If they give me the birth date, I'll tell them when the Saturn return is.
Okay, 412-333-KDK. But we can't tell you who's, are you going to get the job or who's
yeah,
the, your
love life. I'm not going to read the chart for that. We're going to talk about, yeah. Yeah, that dark,
but
handsome stranger. When's he coming?
But the, talk about what's going on.
Right.
Because this is your 28th year. This is a landmark year.
Or if their business is 28, or they've been working
Ooh.
Somewhere 28 years, or if
oh,
the meatloaf's
yeah.
been sitting on a
Married
table.
Married for 28 years?
Yeah, right.
Married for 28
right.
years, has a child that's 28.
Yeah.
Let's get that 28 number
Married
in there.
28 is the perfect time to redo your vows.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never knew
Say,
that.
Say, this time I'm really serious.
This time I really mean it.
Yeah.
We, you know, Jim and I can't redo our vows because we didn't have, we forgot.
You forgot
on the
your
morning
vow.
Of our wedding, he came walking in the bedroom as we're getting dressed, you know, as I'm getting dressed, and he said, we forgot to write our vows.
Uh-oh.
And I just looked at him and went, oh my gosh, we did.
Uh-oh.
And he said, what are we going to, he was really, I mean, he was white as a ghost, but I don't think that's why. But he said, what are we going to do? And I said, don't worry about it. We, you know.
What are we going
to
do?
We know what. We're committed to each other. I think that, you know, that shows all the way up to all the work we've done mm-hmm. to make this. We're, you know, getting married in our living room. I said, it has to do with that. I said, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just not going to worry about it. And we had a wonderful friend who did this beautiful, he did a Native American ceremony, which everybody in the room was kind of, you know, all our parents were standing there going, what does that mean? Or does this mean it's legal? We got yeah. married by the mayor of Westview, which was a lot of fun. Okay, we have someone calling in, and hopefully they're either 28, they've been in a job for 28 years, or here, you can look at this one, or they've either been in a job for 28 years, they've been married for 28 years, they've been in a job for their 28.
Yeah, if the meatloaf has been on the table for 28 years.
Or they have a child that's 28,
yeah.
or...
Grandson is 28. We got a caller named Pat. Let's have Pat come through and we'll
okay,
put it in the computer.
Line, she's on. Okay, so Pat yeah. needs to know her grandson's birthday. Is she on hold? Oh, we got her. Okay. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the Life Lounge. How are you?
Hi, fine.
Fine. You have a grandson that's 28?
I have a grandson that's 28, and I'm in my car, and I just turned KDKA on and cut the tail end of what you were talking about. I'm not sure about... My grandson is 28. He's a little unhappy because he thought he'd be married by now and have a family. And
I need the birthday.
Okay, do you have his birthday? What's his?
Yes.
Okay.
January 8th.
January 8th.
January 8th, 1980, I guess.
80, yeah, 2008 minus
right.
28.
January 8th.
January 8th, 1980, so he's a little Capricorn.
Okay, we'll put it in the little computer and
okay,
see
Okay, so Rick's going to look up his chart and tell you where Saturn has come back to the same place as it was on the day he was born.
Okay, well, this... hi, Pat, I'm Rick.
Hi.
What's your grandson's name?
Michael.
Michael has five planets in Virgo, and this means that he's very different than most people. when their Saturn return is, because he's so earthbound to begin with. Your grandson's Saturn return will not be exact for about a year and a half, but it's already started. The beginning stages of this started on September 2nd of last year. He's got about 2 years. About September of the year 2010 is when his Saturn return will be exact. And he is such a perfectionist. With five planets in Virgo, he's so incredibly hard on himself and detailed. I don't think he'll have any trouble with the Saturn return. His difficulty in his chart will be learning to relax.
Okay.
He is absolutely fanatical if he's not productive.
Well, Pat was just saying that he's upset that he's not. He thought he'd be married by now.
Right. Yeah. Well, he is too worried about getting all the ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Well, those ducks need a little breathing room.
Okay.
That's what he needs.
So should she tell him, don't worry, you have some time.
Well, this you know. Guy is a perfectionist of the perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So he needs to be taught somehow that there ain't no such thing. He's perfection.
He's the guy you want to have paint the screen door because it's going to be perfect.
It'll be exactly right. That's right.
Right.
Does he have any intestinal difficulties?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay, that will be his weak spot that he'll need to watch for, and it comes from worry. Worry is the enemy here. So try to encourage him to relax, and try to encourage him to not try to control everything so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Now, we only have like about 4 minutes. We have Tom, who's on the line, who has a business that is 28 years old.
Very good. Just give me the date, and I'll do it during the commercial.
Okay, let's get him on. And hi, Tom. How are you?
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
We're fine.
Hi, Tom.
Good. How are you?
Good. When did you?
I just caught the tail end of this, too, just like the lady ahead of me, so I don't even know really what I'm doing.
Well, good, because we don't know either.
We don't either, so we're all together on
this. What kind of business, Tom?
My wife and I have a hair salon. Okay.
What is the birth date of the salon?
When did you start it?
The birth date is June 20th of 1980.
Okay, after the break, we'll get to you and we'll stir it up and see what
we're
can
gonna,
find.
We're going to take a break into the news because the news break is going to start in about 4 minutes, and that's not enough time for him to actually you know, sit and talk to you. So can you hang on?
Yeah, I can hang on.
Until then, so June 20th, it's a hair salon, and Rick is going to look it up. And so if it's been 28 years, that means that Saturn has made its orbit all the way around.
Right.
And as part of, and this is a passage, age 28, and it's coming back, and it's going to be in a certain position, and it's actually the kind of the end of the youth of your business. It's now in its adulthood.
Right. Right.
Okay.
This is a critical passing. We'll talk about
it. It's a critical passing. So we'll talk about that when we come back. And Arthur, you need us to get out on the break on 56. Or now is fine. Okay, we're gonna take a break. Hold on, Tom.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
And when we come back, we're gonna talk with Tom about his business, which is now 28
years old.
He needs
to hold his breath till Thanksgiving. That's when it is.
Okay. Well, that's a long time to hold your breath. We'll be back with Rick DiClemente. You're listening to the Life Lounge on News Radio 1020 KDK.
I can feel the star when it melts away. I hear music when I touch your hand.
We're back after the break. I'm Carol Lee Espy. Welcome to the Life Lounge. Rick DiClemente is here. We're talking about that, the passage of Saturn across over your chart. It comes this every 28 years. Your first 28 years, it comes back to exactly where it was when you were born. And we're talking about businesses. Now, we only have a couple minutes, but Tom is on the line, and his business was started 28 years ago. What do you see? What do you see in that chart?
The business is, in November, it's going to come to a return. It's not a closure. It doesn't mean death, but it means the end of a cycle. Now, if your business has been based on sound principles, you'll be able to start a new cycle. But if you've been really straining and struggling, you're going to be under severe test to be more rational, more practical. What's going on with the business?
Well, the business is sound and it's busy. One of the things we're considering a move.
Right.
and we're
but
careful.
Why? The whole answer to that question is why the move?
Well, the area where the business is located has really gone downhill, and it's we're just thinking about moving to a better location.
Okay, it's not just location. With the Saturn is in Virgo, this means that you're going to be able to operate better. You're going to be able to be seen as more professional, more skillful. This is not a time for smoke and mirrors. Saturn in Virgo is very real, so your decisions have to be very practical. They can't be based on just some dream, something willy-nilly. Very practical considerations. Also in your business, what I'm going to tell you is very general. The people within your business who are very practical and responsible are the ones that need to be thrust to the fore. The people who are dreamy and not dealing with reality are going to be problems, and they're the ones that are going to need kind of a renovation here.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes. Actually, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, now if you were to stay in the same building, you would have to repair it, make sure you're in good working order. That's the whole idea.
Okay.
Okay, Tom. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it did. It helped a lot. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling
good
in.
Luck
have
to
a
you,
good
Tom.
Evening.
All righty. Bye-bye. We got to take a break to the news, and when we come back, we have more of these passages. So age 28, the next passage coming up at 10:15 will be... at 42. We'll be back. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with Rick DiClemente. And as always, sparks are flying in the studio here.
We're making it happen.
Rick is an intuitive astrologer. And tonight's show is about passages. If you've ever read the Gail Sheehy book, mm-hmm. which is an incredible right. book, right. about these, just they're just... they seem like patterns in your life that these right. things happen every so. Why is it every 7 years? Well, there's actually an astrological
right.
foundation for it.
Right. Natural stages. Listen to this quickly because we got to stop a quarter after on Saturday.
We have a caller, too, that wants to talk. Her son is 25.
Very quickly. Duke Ellington began at age 28, started performing at the Cotton Club. Dostoevsky was arrested and condemned to death. Roy Horn, you know, the Las Vegas performer, age 58, exactly on his second Saturday turn, he got mauled by a lion.
Siegfried and Roy. Yeah,
yeah. Right. C.S. Lewis became a fellow at Oxford University right at age 28. And Mother Teresa at age 28 gave her religious vows.
See,
it's incredible what happens if you just research it.
Okay, now, and it could be anywhere between like 25
or
29.
It's about 27 and a half to about 29.
Now, we have someone on the line, Linda, who wants to talk about her son who is 25.
Let's talk about Linda.
Her son is 25. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the Life Lounge. You have a question for Rick. What's your son's birthday?
His birthday is September 11th, 1983. And I'm afraid he's going to be one of those 30-year-olds that hasn't found his way.
Don't give up hope.
He's saying already.
Don't give up hope. The Saturn return is amazing. Let's see what his chart looks like quickly. What's his name?
Anthony.
Boy, Anthony, Anthony's driving in his car somewhere going, I can't believe my mother is on the air.
Yeah, right. Well, do not try.
Anthony's on a driving suspension, so I hope he's not driving anywhere.
Yeah, but you had better not use anything that looks like criticism with him because he's got a lot of Virgo and he's got Venus and Mars and Leo, so he does not take kindly to being criticized.
That is true.
Yes, that's very true. His Saturn return is about 2 years away, okay? But I wouldn't worry. He's a Virgo already, and usually Virgos do fine with Saturn and becoming responsible. Virgos are all about being skilled and being seen for how skilled they are. The main thing about him, I think, that's holding him back is respect. The Venus and Mars in Leo means that he feels he's not getting respected.
Mm-mm.
What's that mean?
I am amazed at what you just said because
that's how it works. It's magic.
Does he feel like he's not being respected at work? Yes. Or?
Well, yes, he kind of feels like he's not being respected anywhere.
I'll tell you the absolute secret to this young man of yours, all right?
Yes.
He's not getting into any self-respect. That's where it all has to start. But he's obsessed and obsessed. I've seen people with a lot of Leo energy just obsessed. They'll work for nothing, but they have to be appreciated. And what matters is how he sees things. He feels disrespected. You give him respect, this kid could go anywhere. But it's got to start inside yourself. Ain't that right, Carol?
That's right. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means.
Could that be because he's the youngest of three brothers?
I don't think it has a thing to do with it. I think it's all natal. I think it's karmic. It's inside. He's got to take a look at the issue about respect. And the really difficult thing with this young man is he doesn't want to listen to anybody. He's always right. He's always right.
But he might find his niche by the time he has that Saturn return. He might have gravitated towards something.
I certainly hope so, and it looks like the thumb is straight up. It looks good.
Thank you.
Cross your fingers and give him some respect.
Give him some respect.
We
got time for one more call on this
subject. One more call. And, you know, we should say to Tom, who called about his business in November, if he can remember. Tom, call us back in November. We want to know.
See you in November.
We want to
know. Call us in November. Let us know what happened to the new hair salon.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm just very curious.
I want to tell Tom one more thing. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've actually counseled people that are starting new hair salons in different planets, etc., are moving in their chart. His decision needs to be very practical, being very much pushing health products too, not just haircuts, health products, the foot cleansing,
massages?
The ionic cleansing, the massages, all that he needs to push.
Yeah.
It needs to be very hygienic, very clean cut and white.
Okay.
Those are tips he needs to have.
Who's clean cut and white. What do you mean white? So they have like white?
In other words, some people, I advise them to put up mirrors and colorful displays.
Okay, so use a lot of white in the
His
color.
His needs to be more along the hygienic.
Hygienic, okay.
People with white robes seen as very clean
seen
cut.
Seen as clinical.
Yeah, clinical, right.
Okay.
That's how the image it has to have.
Hey, I like to see that.
Astrology can help you in many ways.
Okay,
many
now ways. We have one more call coming in. John, his daughter is born in 1980, so let's get him on. We got to get more specific than that. Hi, John. Welcome to the Life Lounge.
Thank you. December 31st, 1980.
December 31st, 1980.
Yes.
Remember it well, because my birthday is the next day. John, how are you doing? We're looking at your daughter here.
Yes, sir.
Her Saturn return is about 2 years away. She's a very serious Capricorn with a moon in Scorpio. She's very much a romantic. She wants to start at the top.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool.
She wants to start at the top. She's very good with people, and I think she's going to do very well, but she's going back to school somehow. She's got more schooling coming in the fall. She has about 2 more years of heavy-duty schooling, and I think that she's going to come out of school very abruptly and take a position quickly. She's going to rise to management very fast because people are going to see that she's a natural manager.
Oh, she's getting married next year also.
Well, she'll manage, she'll manage him.
Okay. What is her skill in?
Pardon me?
What is her skill in?
Social worker.
Oh,
social worker?
People.
Well, does she have any more schooling in front of her?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes, he said yes.
Okay. Yes. Her skills that are in front of her are very practical. She needs 2 more years of practical things, such as running a business, accounting-type stuff, not the heebie-jeebie far-out philosophy.
Right.
The real practical skills for the next 2 years. Health will be a subset of this. So she'll need to focus on the health-related parts of social work, etc.
Right.
Because Virgo's about health.
Oh, wonderful.
But I'm not worried about her at all. I think she'll do very well.
Okay, John.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, we got to take a break, and we come back. We're going to move on to the next passage.
Uranus, age 42.
Uranus.
Midlife crisis, tied to buy a Harley.
Okay, now you're saying that Uranus has gone halfway through its cycle at age 42.
Uranus is 84 years, and halfway point is Uranus opposite Uranus, age 42 approximately. The midlife crisis.
The midlife crisis. So, okay, anybody... I know the phones are going to ring off the hook. Anybody who's going through the midlife crisis, and it could be between like 41 and 43.
It's about 41 to 43. And at the same time, Saturn is now opposite itself at the same time that Uranus is opposite itself. So it's very confusing time.
It's a
but
very
it's
confusing
the one
time.
That says, I'm not living, I'm not getting. It's the bucket list.
It's a where am
the
I?
The bucket list.
Oh, all the things you want to do before you die.
Yeah.
Okay, before you get too old or whatever, you know. Hope I die before I get old. Well, okay, so age 42. So we want to think about people who have aged. Does this also, most people aren't in business really for 42 years or anything like that.
Well,
so
anything that's 42, like a building, a 40, business,
okay,
whatever.
A business,
whatever,
radio
42.
Station.
Your dog, if he's 42.
That dog is 42 years old. I'm putting him in the Guinness Book
of
Records.
He's walking slow.
He's walking
His
slow.
His other speed is slower.
He's going to walk himself. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Rick DiClemente. Please, folks that are around 42 years old, give us a call, 412-333-KDKA, and we'll give you an idea of where it's going and what's your crisis. We'll be back. And once again, thanks for spending your Saturday nights with us. You know, coming up at midnight, we have Dr. Knowledge and Misinformation, so stay tuned for that. And our musical guest tonight, John Marsiglio. Okay, we'll be back. You're listening to News Radio 1020, Katie.
The sleepless nights, the daily fight.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here. A little bit of Frankie in the background. And Rick DiClemente is here tonight. You can go to his website by going to kdka.com and clicking on his starself.com link. And you can find out where he's doing. He's got a free workshop coming up on Thursday, July 17th at Brentwood Library. I'd go to that. It's free, baby. Of
That's
course, the ones where you pay, too.
That's fun. Well, yeah, it's fun because we talk about how all 12 signs fit together.
Yeah. So we're talking about passages tonight. We just did the Saturn return of 28. And now the next biggie is you will explain to us, Lucy.
In your chart, Uranus is at one spot. And 42 years later, Uranus gets opposite. It's halfway through its cycle. Mm-hmm. And Uranus is a test to how free you are. How free, how much can I live in this world as a free human being, expressing myself with what Mr. Rogers said? You are an individual. You are unique. So at age 42, a lot of people feel it and experience it as, I'm trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped. But really what's happened is not so much the outside world, is that they've kept themselves trapped by their rules, and they feel a strong need to break out. It's called the second childhood. There happen to be other midlife crises in astrology. This is the main one. It doesn't have to be a crisis, but it is a crisis if you're really uptight and you have kept yourself in a box. And that's why the typical story is the person who runs out and buys a Harley and goes across the country. You know?
Yeah, they put the little red sports car.
But another example is that about 42 years ago was when the Civil Rights Act was enacted. Now it's approximately 42 years later, and that's why, as far as the beginning of the equal race perspective, it's being tested. It's not a human, it's a thing. It's being tested because 42 years later, we're now asking, how are we doing as far as the freedom of the African Americans? And notice who's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is how Uranus works. So for you all human beings out there, this has to do with age 42, this desire to break free, and you must resist the tendency to get too wild, to try to do too much. And here's the whole key, Carol, before we open the phone lines. The more you've suppressed yourself, the more explosive this is. The more all along where you've been pretty much a free spirit, the less friction you have during this age.
Hmm.
Makes sense? What happened to you when you were 142?
When I was 142, I was just figuring it out. That was the last CD I put out.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Uranus is always very sudden. It always happens quickly. Life speeds up.
Well, I felt like I had my son at 40, which is, you know, I'm the oldest mom everywhere. I go to visit people, whenever I go, all the moms are like 20 years younger than I am. And so I think about 2 years into it, I was getting a little nervous about I need to do my music and get my stuff out. And it was my second CD. That I put out, and I did a pretty, we made it happen.
I'm going to give you the month. Yours was approximately the beginning of February 1997. It should have happened very quickly.
In March, Daniel was born.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your life
was
changing.
At 40. That was at 40, though.
Uranus is the planet where one thing happens and your whole life changes instantly.
So that was starting at 40, and then within 2 years, I was doing the CD.
So what happened in February 97?
I don't know. February of 97. I'm going to have to think about that.
Weehopper, think deeply on that topic.
February of 97. And then, well, like within, you know, a couple weeks, I had a baby.
All kind of water breaks.
Yeah, all kinds of the water went over the dam. But 97, yeah. So, like around in there, yeah. And I was, yeah.
And what that means is, actually, some people would see children as a quote-unquote burden or responsibility.
Mm.
For you, it was your liberation.
I was like, woo.
Uranus liberates. Let's open
well,
the phone
lines. Well, let me just tell you, I was so excited about having the baby until 24 hours later of labor, and then I was like, all right,
okay,
let's get this over. Okay, listen, anybody who is at 42 years old, something in a 42...
We only have 5 minutes on this
42
topic.
Cycle, you know, something 40, think of between 40 and what would be the times?
Around 42.
Around 42. Give us a call, 412-333-KDKA. If you are that age, we can let you know where Uranus is and where you are
right.
in your cycle.
Right.
So we've gone halfway around. This is unexpected. This is your midlife crisis.
Liberation. You can't stand it anymore. You can't stand
it. You have to,
anymore.
You got to break free. You got to break free. You got to run. You got to go. You got to make those things happen. And we only have a couple minutes to get it done. So 412-333-KDKA. After that, we're going to work on the other critical midlife thing coming after that.
Around age 50.
It's around 50, and that's a biggie.
That's the Chiron return, yes.
That's a biggie. And
yes.
I think that's a biggie for a lot of people. And you know, when you talk about, okay, so Uranus has gone around. It hasn't made its full cycle. It's halfway, because 84 would be the whole
right.
cycle. You're saying you're getting your second child, and this is when we say that a lot of guys have their midlife crisis where they have
yeah.
to get the red
sports car,
and they have the affair with the younger girl because they want
yeah.
to feel young again.
Yeah, they want to be young again. And then
yeah.
look what happens during the return at age 84. It returns to its spot almost exactly. It's the day John Paul left us.
Get out of town.
Not because he quote-unquote died, but because he was ready.
He was ready to give it up.
The great liberation.
The great liberation.
At age 84, yeah.
Wow.
One full year in a cycle. Right.
So okay, so how long does the cycle last, though?
These things, Uranus is rather weird because it has an eccentric orbit. They'll go back and forth a couple times, generally over about a two-year period. But in general, what you'll feel like, too many people start blaming their mate. Oh, if you weren't so uptight, I'd be okay.
Right.
They don't look within enough and realize that they're blocking themselves. Sometimes they have an adequate reason and they really need to break free from somebody.
Right.
But it's all about getting free of your self-imposed restriction so you can breathe. It's age 42.
It's about you having a, you're having your, okay, I gotta get doing or whatever. You say here, motorcycle sales dramatically rise at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay,
what happens is we become so Saturnized during our second Saturn cycle at 28, now you're halfway through the Saturn cycle, that you put your nose at a grindstone, work, all work makes a dull boy.
Okay. All right.
Then Uranus comes along and says, what am I doing this for? Why am I not living?
Right.
So that's what has to happen at 42.
Okay, we have Loretta on the line, and she wants to know about the Uranus.
How are you? Good evening, both of you.
Hi, Loretta, how are you?
You remember me.
Good evening.
Well, we have your name on the screen. I wish I could say I have that great of a memory, but
remember?
I have your name up here,
the
Loretta.
Romance month, February.
Okay, so
funny Valentine.
Oh, Loretta, yes. Are you going through a cycle, a Uranus cycle?
Well, I wanted to make my comment to the gentleman.
Okay.
It's true what he's talking about.
It's true.
It does revert.
Yeah.
There is a reversion of age, looks. It takes you into youth. Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, it's a midlife crisis.
Are we looking at your chart?
She's just agreeing with you.
I'm a Capricorn.
She's a Capricorn.
What's your birthday?
3-1, January. No, wait a minute. Wait, let me think. 13th. I got that backwards. 1-3, January.
January 13th. But you're not going through a
what
Uranus
year
cycle.
Were you born, dear?
33, darling.
And what is your question?
No question.
No, so she was just agreeing with you.
Okay, no, I'm not disagreeing. I'm agreeing.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I want to look at your chart and see what we what we find here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 33.
Loretta is agreeing with you. She said she sees that. She knows that.
So you're seeing it happen with your friends and family?
I want to tell you, you know, we didn't have the riches of the world, but we had what is known as a congenial association of love, okay?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And then I'm sure you both do, too.
Yes,
sure you do.
Well, thank you so much for calling,
Loretta. May I make a statement?
We're coming right up against the break, yes, but we got to go soon, so yes.
You want me to hold?
No, we got to go.
Make your statement.
Go.
What do you
What's your statement?
I always revert to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
My soul magnifies the Lord. Because everyone used to say, why are you always so happy when everything's falling apart? I said, because my soul magnifies the Lord. But I didn't tell them in those words. I just smiled at them.
Yeah. And I can hear it in your voice, Loretta.
Listen, darling, what he's saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And if most of us would think that way, it is the truth.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
darling.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we got to take a quick break when we come back. Are we still on 42 or are we moving
on? We're moving on to Chiron.
Oh, this is the biggie, folks. So
it's
I want 49, anyone.
49 through 51.
Anyone 49 through 51.
Right.
Chiron returns. This is important. I just went through mine. It's very important. Once again, we're talking the passages of your life. Just like Gail Sheehy wrote the book Passages, you could see a pattern in people's lives. We're just matching up. Rick DiClemente is just matching it up with the patterns that happen up in the sky, up above. So when we come back, more of that. Think about it. Anyone who's going through a Chiron return, would be 40 between 49 and the age of 51. 412-333-KDK. Call. We'll talk about it with you. You're listening to The Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy, and this is News Radio 1020 KDKA.
No one. The Life Lounge, where Pittsburgh talks on the weekend. Live and local. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with astrologer Rick DiClemente. We're doing passages tonight, and we are working up to the third passage, which is ages 49 through 51, the Chiron returns. What is that, Rick?
Okay, the Chiron is an asteroid that was discovered in 77. We don't know a lot about it yet. We're still learning. But anyhow, it represents in your chart your wound. It's very symbolic, and it seems to be like a lifelong wound that you carry with you that you don't always talk about, but it goes through stages, and around age 50, 49, 51, it returns, and at that time, what I've noticed and read about is your wound either heals or gets a lot worse. And the sign that it's in represents the type of wound you have. Chiron was a centaur in mythology,
mm-hmm.
who was wounded by an arrow from Hercules in the back of his leg, and he is very symbolic of being able to help others but not able to help yourself. So the wound seems to have a lot to do with, I help other people do this, but I'm unable to help myself. And at age 50, it comes full circle. So we want to open up the lines to Debbie and talk to her about her Chiron, which is in Aquarius.
Oh, Debbie.
Hi.
Welcome to the
Hi,
Life
Debbie.
Lounge.
Debbie, your return is scheduled for March the 2nd of 2010. Now, that does not mean you're going to have a sleepless night on March 1st. It just means that, in general, this is slowly closing. The wound should be closing over the next couple years. And in March of 2010, your Aquarian wound should close. What does that mean? A wound in Aquarius means somehow an inability to be yourself, an inability to be recognized as an individual. Well, does that ring any bell for you?
Is that ring a bell for me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about making a statement on who I am, so I'm not real sure.
Do you feel in this world that you're able to be yourself and to be recognized as an individual?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, therefore, in March, what will happen is, are you able to live freely?
As far as how freely, emotionally, monetary, without responsibility.
Are you able to do, to coin a phrase, are you able to do your thing in this world?
To a point.
Okay.
I'm not completely strapped down.
Okay, good, because this will be a turning point where you will become more and more free.
So this is coming in the next 2 years.
Liberated in March of 2010.
Okay.
Good luck to you. We're going to open up to a lot of calls.
Best is yet to come, Debbie. Thanks for calling. Okay, and next we have Michelle, and let's get Michelle. Hi, Michelle. What is your birth date?
Hi, my birthday is August 27, 1957.
Okay, hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I'm going to run you through the computer, take a look here and see what we find with you. The Chiron in your chart, where did Chiron go? Okay, you have already had yours. You're in the midst of still experiencing it. Let me give you the date, and we'll try to focus right in on it. And just 1 second, the computer's pretty fast. Yours was March 21st, the beginning of spring last year, 2007.
So think back to the beginning of spring of last year, 2007. It's not like it's like exact on that. I mean, it is exact in
some
the sky on that
some
day.
Planets are exact. They're feeling somewhat. Yours should have been very critical because you are very much a Virgo. Four planets in Virgo, sun between Pluto and Mars, moon in Libra. So you have been very busy for a long time trying to make everybody very happy, trying to do what's right, do what's right, do what's right. And all of a sudden, last spring came along, and you started thinking about this weird thing called doing what you wanted to do. So what happened?
I was very sick 2 years ago.
Okay, but I want you to ignore the sickness at the moment and look at yourself as an entity. At that time, were you struggling with your ability to be yourself? To be, you see, Virgos don't allow themselves to be who they are. They operate very machine-like because they got such a great sense of duty and hard work.
That's true. That's true. And I usually do think more about others than myself. I am better to everybody than myself.
Well, that's exactly what Chiron is, take care of others and not me. You have three planets in Libra, including the moon and Venus, so you're a very, very nice person, and you're always worried about counterbalancing everybody, harmonizing everybody, but not enough focus on your ability to be yourself. And in my estimate, I'm not a doctor, I think that's why
but you play one on TV.
That's right, I play one on TV, but I think that's why you got sick.
Stress and you know, something, Michelle, I'm just curious, sometime around last year in the spring, did you start thinking like, I want to change things about how I deal with, and I'm going to take care of myself more, or I'm going to, did you feel, was there any change?
Yes. I did go, well, actually, I went back to work after being very sick for 2 years, and then I decided I needed to focus more on myself and my health, although I failed miserably.
Did your sickness have anything to do with the intestinal area?
Actually, I have had it. No, my back.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a Virgo spot. Anyhow, let me tell you this clearly because we got to move on.
Okay.
You did not fail during your Chiron return. Chiron has returned, and it will still send its vibrations for several years to come, which means as time goes on the next few years, you will feel more and more able to be yourself without feeling guilty. Being able to be yourself without feeling that you're letting someone else down. It's okay to be yourself. That's the message here.
You have permission. We have given you permission.
Great.
The Life Lounge has exonerated you from all guilt and shame.
You'll get your certificate Monday.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
Good luck.
Do you want to grab one more call before we move into the other critical stage?
It's second Saturday, turn 58.
Okay, and we have Ella. Hi, Ella.
Hello there.
Hi, Ella.
Hello. Thank you for sharing your knowledge.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks
what
for
is your
calling.
Birthday, Ella?
My birthday is November 29th, 1956.
November 29th, 1956.
Not one of those crazy.
I feel like Ed McMahon. I'm rude. November 29th, 1956.
Rip the envelope.
The envelope says.
You had yours a couple years ago, too.
So you've already had your return. It's a wonderful healing time. You know, I just went through mine, and I loved it.
Why did you love yours while I looked this one up?
Because I felt like I forgave and released. I forgave and released. And I made a decision. I made a decision at that time to only to remember all the good and to focus on on the good coming. I don't know how else to explain it.
Goodness, March 13th, 2006.
That's when you're March 13th, 2006.
March of 2006. Ring a bell?
2 years ago in the spring.
It's hard to put your pin to pinpoint these things.
Yeah, that's
she has a lot of Scorpio in her chart, and she's very Sagittarian, and she's very much Sun Saturn. So she's a hard worker, and she's very, very intense. Okay, it's hard to when you're put on a spot like this. You think back to March of 06, and actually look at 05 and 06, and you should have seen a turning point. So many of you are calling who have Chiron in Aquarius, so it should have been a turning point with you being able to be yourself. And with all the Scorpio in your chart, it's very hard for you to see yourself as separate because you're so tightly wound with other people, so intimately involved with others.
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, it's I'm into everybody has a spark of divinity, and mm-hmm. I try to connect with that.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. But what I'm saying to you is you're the type of person that when you get close to somebody, you almost get lost in it because you get so deeply involved. Nothing wrong with that, except for your ability to pull back and realize that you're also an individual. That's what became the main topic during those years.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's mm-hmm. what that was all about. Well, your Chiron return is over, and you should, like the last caller, be able to start enjoying more and more and more the separateness. Yes, we all want closeness, and that's the number one topic in my office, but we all, many of us, fail to put enough focus and, you know, heeding our own individuality.
Right, because you want everyone to be happy.
Right.
Especially you.
Right.
Well, no, I want the other person to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, see, she's very yeah. Neptunian. Well, God bless
yes.
you.
Yes. Thank you for calling,
okay,
Ella.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got to take a quick break, and we come back. It's the last. It's the Saturn finishes its second cycle around age 58.
This is a big one.
And we'll be talking about that one. And that's a biggie.
It's a big one.
So anyone coming near the age of 58, we want to hear from you. 412-333-KDKA. This is a biggie. This is should symbolize retirement. There's a whole ton of stuff. And Rick will, I haven't called you Nick.
Nikola Tesla
will explain in a moment after we wrap these coils around the turbine. Okay, we'll be back in the Life Lounge. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy. My guest is Rick DiClemente. You know, every time Rick is here, the phones just ring off the hook. He's an astrologer. And tonight we're talking about passages. So the final passage that we're talking is the one that happens around age 58. And what is that?
Well, what did George Carlin say? Remember, he said, don't be afraid when I talk about we're making our final pass over the city. So what happens if we don't make it? Then you give up or what? I don't want people to think that you're going to die at 58. The final one we're talking about at age 58 is when Saturn has returned for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's the end of your working years, usually. You've paid your dues. And what I find with so many of my clients is inwardly they feel, I've paid my dues. They don't feel as obligated anymore. But a lot mm-hmm. of people have to keep working. But it's really a good time when they start to feel, I'm not so responsible for everything anymore. And what you should do is start paving the way for your third cycle, which goes 58 to 84, which is your golden spiritual year.
People start to mellow out.
Yeah, they start to mellow out. Yeah. What happens is they start to really accept the limitations of life. One more thing I say before we get to Kathy's chart. At age 58, you have to be very careful about your health.
Yes.
I'm not a doctor, but I will tell you, in general, your health is more in danger at 58
than it is
at 61 or 62.
But that is actually a true...
That's Saturn.
That's a true physical phenomenon.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about astrology, but in your biomarkers in your life usually come to roost around age 60.
And I don't want anybody to be afraid that they're going to get sick when they're 58.
Well,
that's not what I'm saying.
If you've been smoking,
but
that's when it's going to hit you.
But if you have not been taken, what happened to Tim Russert?
Mm-hmm.
Just died on his second Saturn return, was almost 58. Exact.
Yeah.
If you're not taking care of yourself at 56 and 57,
right,
you had better watch out and
right,
clean up your act.
All the things come home to roost around that age, yes. Okay, now we have Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
We've already got your chart going.
Good.
So,
hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dawn. Carol.
Okay, so what's happening for Kathy?
Hi, Kathy. I was looking at your chart, and your Saturn return is scheduled. Where did I have it here? Saturn is scheduled for November 18th of 2009. So you got about 15 months to go.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's work quickly because I need a dialogue here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working?
Yes.
Doing what?
Clerical work in an administration.
Okay. Are you getting to the feeling like you're just about done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a family?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
You're going to get to the point over the next year where you're going to start feeling like, look, stop calling me with every little problem. Solve some of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
What yes. does oh, yes mean, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Although they've moved out and they have a life of their own. But I hear from them and they come home and
mm-hmm.
it's a real nice time in my life. Although I'm ready for retirement.
Do you?
I'm ready, but, you know, I can't retire yet.
But. Right, but does the world, do you spend a lot of time worrying about the kids?
No, not anymore. They're very self-sufficient. So
When did you ease up on the worry?
Oh, probably about a year ago.
Okay, that's when Saturn started.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's started when Saturn started. Okay.
Yeah, it started into the vicinity. Okay, what you have to look forward to is a feeling of closure. Things are going to start mellowing, etc., and you're going to start to feel the opening of the new era, which is the golden years, which is you're not being sent out to pasture, but it's the time to start thinking about your eventual transition later on.
Okay.
What question do you have?
Oh, I guess it would be, when can I retire? I mean...
I can't put a date on it, but one thing I will tell you, I notice with people who have to continue working, is sometimes they will have a lateral move, sometimes they will start working part-time, sometimes they will naturally just be put into another position that's more senior, where it's not so much the firing line. Things will ease up somehow for you. Also, final thing I'm going to tell you is, don't fool around with your health. If you're not feeling well during that time, get as much treatment as possible ahead of time.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good luck
thank
to you,
Kathy.
Thank you, John and Carol Lee.
Bye-bye.
I enjoy your program.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's the truth is that, you know, like you said, that is when things come to roost. If you're, you know, this is a time to stop. Well, you should have stopped the smoking a long time ago.
But
it's time to stop the smoke, stay away from the alcohol, lose the weight. This is when diabetes can really start doing, type 2 diabetes can really do a thing. Gallbladders tend to poop out on you. Really, there's a book called Biomarkers that this is an age where a ton of stuff, between 58 and 60, where a ton of stuff hits you.
Now, I wonder why, if you really dug down deep, why Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah.
Right during his second Saturn return is when he got mauled by the lion.
Isn't that wild?
That is not a coincidence. I mean, Saturn... How did it manifest as a lion?
It's being careless.
Question. Well, it's more of a statement, in my opinion, that he was being irresponsible to his own needs.
Mm.
That's how it works. But anyhow, we got time for one more call, right?
We're a minute away from having
to close. Talk to each other.
I know, from having to close it down because we have to go out in about a minute or so. So, once again, if you go to our website, kdka.com, you can link on to Rick DiClemente, who is at starself.com. He has a workshop coming up on the July 7th at Brentwood Library and a ton of stuff going on. Mesa Arts Center on July 18th, the Center for Reiki and Healing Arts on the 20th, and the Psychic Summer Symposium, which sounds like a lot of fun, on the South Side, on Saturday, July 26th. Check out all these things. I loved going through passages.
That was real stuff. That was real story.
So I got to figure out what I got to do at 58, too. That's when I'm going to start rock climbing.
There you go. You're off the chart.
I'll start a new something. I got to start a new something. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I really believe you need to start a little something new every so often. When are you going to be back on television?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so you're on there once a month now. That's pretty cool.
I know, but let me tell you, that's a different animal.
Yeah, TV's a different animal.
It's amazing how they...
It's very fast.
They don't come up and sit down until there's like 5 seconds to airtime. They appear at their seat, then they're gone. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Quick. It works very fast on television because people get bored on a visual fast. So on radio, we can hammer something into the ground for as long as we want.
On the radio, I can make funny looks, faces.
You can't do it on TV. We're dressed in our pajamas, folks. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but we're sitting here in PJs. Hey, thanks to Rick DiClemente, and we will talk to you next month. He's on once a month all the time here on the Life Lounge, and we got to go. The news is coming up on News Radio 1020 KDKA.